Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. ISIS is threatening Times Square, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Saint of the Miraculous Medal. The U.S. charged three Chinese nationals with cybercrimes, and scientists are working on developing a wheat that is safe for celiacs. PJ Media is reporting that ISIS is threatening an attack on Times Square in New York City over the Christmas holidays. The terror group released a poster on their social media of Santa Claus overlooking Times Square at night with a case of dynamite next to him, the streets rife with people. The caption to the image reads, quote, "We meet at Christmas in New York. Soon." Other posters have been released of a hand holding a bloody knife threatening Paris in the neighborhood of the Eiffel Tower, and a jihadist dressed in black standing over Santa on London's Regent Street. In a message to jihadists last week, the ISIS-supporting Wafa Media Foundation noted that, quote, "The Crusaders' Feast is approaching." Today's quote of the day is from St. Catherine Laboure. "I knew nothing. I was nothing. For this reason, God picked me out." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Catherine Laboure. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Catherine was born in Côte d'Or, France, in 1806, the ninth of 11 children and the daughter of a farmer. When she was nine, her mother died, and it is said after the funeral that she picked up a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, kissed it, and said, "Now you will be my mother," referring, of course, to the one whom the statue represented and not the statue itself. She was raised by her maternal aunt, was very devout, and was blessed with visions and intuitive insights. A dream led her to join St. Vincent de Paul's Daughters of Charity. Sister Catherine Laboure was stationed at the Vincentian community on Rue du Bac in Paris, and while there experienced a series of apparitions culminating in one of the Blessed Virgin Mary, from which was derived the Miraculous Medal. Sister Catherine spent the next 40 years caring for the sick and elderly until she passed away on December 31, 1876, at 70 years of age. Her body remains incorrupt at the Chapel of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal on Rue du Bac. St. Catherine Laboure, pray for us. Reuters reports that United States prosecutors charged three Chinese nationals with cybercrimes yesterday.
We are here to announce the next set of criminal charges and progressive prosecutions aimed at protecting our nation's intellectual property from China-based cyber attacks.
The U.S. Department of Justice on Monday accused three men in China of cyber espionage against three multinational companies. The indictment alleges the hackers worked for an internet security firm called Guangzhou Boyu Information Technology Company, or BoyuSec. Prosecutors say the men sought valuable intellectual property from three high-profile targets. Reuters correspondent Jim Finkel covers cybersecurity.
They did talk about the targets, and one of them was Moody's Analytics, and they said that the hackers went into the email of a prominent economist, somebody at Moody's whose opinions about the markets and economy are influential, and maybe they could get a sense of what this economist was going to say, and forwarded every email from that person's email box to a server that they controlled. So they actually had a really tremendous insight into what this person was thinking.
The hackers also allegedly stole 207 gigabytes of commercial data from manufacturing giant Siemens AG, and they targeted a firm called Trimble, developer of GPS technology. Arrest warrants have been issued for the three men.
What this indictment does is it makes it very difficult for these individuals to travel outside of China to countries that, you know, have extradition treaties with the United States, which is, you know, a lot of the nice places in the world to visit.
The Justice Department said they do not believe the hackers in this case to be state-sponsored. But sources tell Reuters they believe the hackers in this case have links to a cyber warfare unit of the People's Liberation Army of China, a unit that's been linked to cyber espionage attacks in the U.S. before.
The Independent is reporting that Spanish scientists from the Institute for Sustainable Agriculture in Cordoba are working with CRISPR-Cas9 technology to alter wheat in such a way that those with wheat sensitivity would have a reduced immune response to eating the wheat. An estimated 1% of the population is affected by celiac disease, and 7% have gluten sensitivity. The scientists are reducing the amount of alpha-gliadin in their wheat, essentially eliminating 35 of the 45 genes that code for alpha-gliadin. This results in an 85% reduction in the wheat's immune reactivity. Sarah Sleet, chief executive of Celiac UK, says that although the scientists have rid the wheat of its most toxic protein epitopes, there is still work to be done to determine whether the wheat is safe for everyone with celiac disease. In this Celestial Musings, out of the mouths of babes, USA Today posted a video of a precious child who went to see Santa, and as she's sitting on his lap, rubbing her eyes, this exchange occurs.
How are you? You're good.
Tell him what you want.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas? Huh?
I'm not taking a nap.
Not taking a nap. Right.
I want to take a nap. Oh, honey, you and me both. Too sweet. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.